Chapter 29. Saturday, May 19th, 6:01 a.m. Sandy O'Grady wasn't asleep when the phone rang. She was lying on her back in bed, staring at the gray shadows shifting on her ceiling. She'd been dreaming that she was a little girl again. She'd been out in fields, lounging back in the thick grass with her best friend, Melinda. They were identifying the shapes of clouds.
"Look, that one's a dragon."
"Oh, oh, an elephant."
"A two-headed dog."
Sandy had woken up with tears on her cheeks and the nearly unbearable need to call Melinda. Except she knew that wasn't really it. Melinda had moved to Portland nearly 15 years ago. She'd gotten married. Sandy had attended the ceremony 7 months pregnant with Danny. And she and Sandy hadn't spoken since. Their lives had moved on, the way lives did. They both had new friends who lived closer, had more in common, and required less effort to keep in touch. She didn't honestly miss her childhood friend that much. She supposed, however, that she missed her childhood. To be young and carefree, to be sure that you had all the answers. Snoring came from the living room, where Shep slept on the sofa. Rustling came from the front hall closet, where Becky slept on the floor. And silence came from the bedroom where Danny used to be. 6 a.m., staring at the ceiling, wondering where her life had gone wrong, wondering how to make sense of things. She was a mother now, and it was her job to know the way. The phone rang. Sandy picked it up before it completed the first high-pitched peal. She said, "Hello, Danny." He didn't reply. She heard the now familiar background noises, clanging metal, distant hum of voices. Sandy had seen some of Cabot County's facility the first time she'd tried to visit Danny. New, modern, really not so bad compared to how some youth detention halls could be. In Sandy's imagination, however, the youth center remained a grim, gray prison, and these noises fit that place.